Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Joining us now on the Schneider Orange Hotline is our buddy Tim Allen, host of the Baseball Postgame Show. Tim, how you doing, man?
Good, good, good. Another day in the calendar of summer baseball. It's been torn off the sheet yesterday with another win.
I tell you what, I had said yesterday, and I asked Kevin Wheeler this from down in St. Louis, who does sports talk down there on ESPN Radio. I said, how big of a series is this? For as much as we talked about a playoff atmosphere with the Cubs, how big of a series is this? Because, and correct me if I'm wrong, Tim, you sweep this Cardinals team, you have all but delivered a knockout blow to their season. That would put them 8.5 games back, and it takes you usually to gain a full game and hang on to it about a week, week and a half. So you would put them back about 7 weeks, which would almost be 2 months. And who knows what's going to happen in that period of time. They've lost a couple pitchers. They've got some guys that have been banged up. Their offense has been a little bit up and down. Their defense, obviously, is not very good. You can deliver the knockout blow this weekend. This is kind of like a playoff atmosphere for them.
Well, it would make the referee in a boxing match take a close, hard look at them. But we all know we thought there were a couple of forks in them in 2011. And somehow, some way, they battled back and fought their way through things. I'm not going to rule them out quite yet. A lot of baseball to be played here. But on the other hand, I think it set the tone, and I think it sends a message that the Brewers could very well be legitimate. And when you look at a 44-30 mark, and as I said, you're chewing on a schedule here, Bill, and that's really what it comes down to right now. And more people want the Brewers to succeed. We understand that, but again, as you move along here, it's just another big bite out of that schedule. They're 9-8, the Brewers are, in their last 17. Okay, is that lighting the world on fire, as you say? No. But it's a big chunk of the schedule that maintains legitimacy for now. And, I was talking about it last night on the postgame show. And, just take a baseball fan around the league, maybe a Nationals fan or something like that, and you look on paper and you see this Brewers rotation, and you see that it's Junior Guerra, and it's Freddie Peralta, and it's Brent Suter, and these guys. They might laugh. But they are legit as this thing continues to move forward. Joe actually tweeted out something the other day that really got me thinking a little bit about that rotation, and I was just pondering that, and it made me think a little bit about this rotation and how underrated and underestimated they are. I talked to Jimmy Nelson over the weekend, and he told me straight up they thought they were disrespected. And it did bug them a little bit when they weren't getting the love as a rotation. But, boy, they're maintaining, Bill. They really are.
We were talking about that earlier today in the show. I was, and then we discussed the same thing when Joe tweeted that out. So with Guerra and Chacin kind of leading the way, we know Chase Anderson at times has been dominant going back to last season. Suter has really thrown the ball extremely well. And, Tim, I said, you don't have to have an ace to win ball games. You can have a lot of really good threes or fours with a good bullpen to back them up, and you don't have to be then desperate to find a guy that's going to be your ace, because we have not seen sustained losing out of this team. Even though we've seen ups and downs offensively, we have not seen sustained losing. I don't think we're going to see the same offensive fall off we saw last year, because you have two more dynamic bats in the lineup in Yelich and Kane. And if you have pitching and you've got good bullpen, do you have to go find an ace? Or at this point, are you trying to fill in depth pieces? Or do you just need that one more everyday bat?
It'd be nice to have that guy, that main stud pitcher at the top. It would be nice, and I don't think anyone's going to disagree with that. But, again, it comes down to what are you going to give up to potentially acquire him. Your offense, when you look at Lokane and Christian Yelich, I think we're all getting an education in Brewer land here. What really good offensive players can do for a baseball team. Could you imagine, and I'm sure you have pondered this thought as well, could you imagine what this offense would be without Kane and Yelich? I mean,
I know.
It would be almost laughable. Honestly, no disrespect to anybody, but it would be. And so what you're seeing then offensively is Jesus Aguilar. Can we all agree that he's taken the first base job? I mean, he's in.
Right.
I know he hit a little bit of a lull a week or two ago, but he's in, right? I mean, that's laid to rest. Now it comes down to Thames, Mingo Santana, and Ryan Braun. But as you get better as a baseball team, the names get better on your bench. The splash value names and the production get better on your bench. Instead of Ramon Flores's and Elian Herrera's and Hector Gomez's, we're looking at Domingo Santana's and Eric Thames and Ryan Braun's. I mean, so I'm not necessarily that worried about the offense. Because you're seeing Manny Pena pick it up a little bit. He's worked his average up to 227, really getting some good at-bats. He's swinging at pitches in the zone. He's not reaching. He's not flailing. So he's coming on. VR's been fairly steady. Orlando Arcia in that shortstop position is an issue, offensively at least. It is an issue. Not overly concerned about the offense since the pitchers are doing what they're doing.
With Aguilar over at first, and Thames, they're trying to work him in. And look, I understand you're trying to get him at bats. You want to kind of, you know, get his numbers up, so to speak. But let me ask you this, Tim. Do you like him leading off?
I don't. Not at all. I'm confused by it. You have a 1-2 punch in a Batman and Robin that is outstanding. And I just don't understand. And then you got Zeus to follow that up. And you got Travis Shaw to follow that up. I just don't know where that's coming from. But if you go by the philosophy that, you know, he's a game changer and he can do all this and that, well, put him behind a Zeus and a Shaw and let him go to ripping. Or put VR, somebody that's going to get on base, in that nine hole to set the table second and third time through with Thames. To me, it doesn't make a lot of sense, but it's the old Ricky Weeks syndrome. It is. We'll just pop him in the front of that lineup, and he'll see better pitches. And in theory, you do. Although, on the other hand, a lot of managers will say, well, it doesn't matter. You still have to have quality at-bats, no matter who's batting around you. So it's almost like both sides of the mouth.
So, defensively speaking, this team has been far better, I think, than a lot of us thought they would be. They've had a couple of moments where they've had some hiccups. VR, I think, has played some better baseball. But, you know, one of the areas that we don't talk nearly enough about, when this team doesn't commit an error, when they have clean defense, they're getting it done not just in the pitching, not just in the bullpen, and not just at times in this onslaught of offense, but it's some of the little things defensively speaking. Don't get me wrong, Tim. You and I think on the same page when you'd like to see them play a little more fundamental baseball at the plate, but they're getting it done in better areas than what they did last year.
They are, and that's, I think, well, a product of, you know, hard work, and you have to give them credit for that. But it's also a product of Lorenzo Cain and Christian Yelich, defensive run saved. They're the best 1-2 punch in the league in defensive run saved. And I think that's sort of a trickle-down theory. They really made an effort because it's an analytical kind of base team, really, when it comes to David Stearns. He looks at that stuff, and I think that has been a point of emphasis for sure.
Hey, real quick, before we let you go, Craig Counsell, there's a lot of talk about managerial styles and the way managers use numbers. I don't know if you saw that article in USA Today. The Brewers have hit into the most double plays in the National League. They have the most shutouts thrown against them in the National League, or in all of Major League Baseball. They have one of the lowest on-base percentages, and they're still getting it done. And we look at this, and I go back to some of the things that David Stern said in the beginning of the year. Well, there's 4,374 outs. It's how you go about getting them. There's 4,374 outs. How many of those outs can you squeeze hits in between? And how many runs can you drive in between? It's like this basis of numbers, and you just throw the dirt out there and let the dirt land where it may. There's no rhyme or reason to it. Are they managing numbers now, or are they managing players?
That's the biggest question in baseball right now, and I read that article, and it was very significant that other teams go through this too. And we watch every pitch, Bill, as you know, that's our deal, and we see what the grind is for this particular baseball team. We don't see the grind for other teams. We see the Brewers' opponent in that series for sure, but it's as that article, I think it was Nightingale, had been talking about, you know, the changing of the game, that you will go through this, and it's almost to an accepted nature in the game of baseball that, you know, we've talked, you and I have talked before about the strikeouts. I mean, I see no benefit in striking out, and I will not change on that. I don't care what baseball tries to do with the numbers. You're not telling me that a strikeout is acceptable. I mean, I'm not going there, but maybe it's just the nature of the game. So then you look at Craig Counsell's style, which is a great question. I think he's still developing that style. I know he's force-fed numbers because that's what his boss is, and there's a lot of merit to that. But also, he's a guy that it's blatant that he is all about positive team chemistry. It is absolutely imperative. You're going to play for Craig Counsell and that baseball team. You will be positive, and you will be playing for each other. You will be a good teammate. I think if you look aside from the numbers, a style for Craig Counsell, that's the one main thing I would point to. I would love to see him go with his gut just a little bit more. And maybe he will, and maybe he'll know when to push that button, when to flip that switch occasionally. You see the great managers do that. They do, and I think he's still developing that style. He's staying safe, that's for sure. He really is. He's staying safe because the numbers bear that out. But doesn't a manager go with his gut a lot of times when he does make bullpen changes? He kind of does. That's what that's all about. So I think he'll get there, but right now it is all about staying positive.
Tim, always a pleasure, buddy. Enjoy the weekend. Hopefully we're talking about a Brewers sweep and just about delivering the knockout blow to the Cardinals. We'll talk again next week, pal, okay?
Have fun at Road America, Bill.
It's a great place, Tim. We'll talk to you soon. There you go. Tim Allen, host of the Baseball Postgame Show, joining us on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Schneider, hiring drivers right now. You work hard. They treat you fair. 80-plus years they've been getting it done. Call them, 844-PRIDE, or go to schneiderjobs.com, 844-PRIDE, or go to schneiderjobs.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.